Once upon a time, a long time ago, when this and that about the world were still a little different than they are now, there were two brothers, one rich and one poor. Now, one cold afternoon, the poor brother, whose name was Halvor, found he had not a bite of food in his house to feed himself and his wife Hedda. So, very unhappily, he went to visit his rich brother, Hakon.
Yes, yes, what is it?
Brother Hakon, it is I, Halvor.
Halvor, wow. Come in, come in.
Who is it, Hakon? Oh, for pity's sake, it's Halvor.
Good day, sister-in-law.
You want something? What?
Just what I was wondering, Elsa.
I do not come begging by choice, Hakon. If you had given me a share of our father's estate, you wouldn't see me here.
Father never meant for a no-good like you to share in his money.
He certainly didn't.
Well, I have no way to prove you're wrong. But for conscience sake, I ask you for a bit of meat. A joint or a ham, so my wife and I can eat tonight.
A joint or a ham? That's all he asks?
Wait a minute, Ilsa. I have half a mind to grant my brother's request.
What?
If he's willing to do a little something for me in return.
What, brother? Anything. Anything in my power. My wife and I are starving.
Very well. I'll give you a ham if you'll take it and go right straight to Dead Man's Hall with it.
What?
Dead Man's Hall. You heard me.
But how? How do I get there? Where is it?
That's your problem. Go get a ham, Ilsa, and let him go forth to Dead Man's Hall.
Promise is a promise, but how? How do I find the way to keep it? Do I walk north or south?
Arms, sir, for the love of heaven.
Saints above, this is a terrible evening for an old man like you to be out.
I am hungry, kind sir.
Alas, I can sympathize. I am a poor man, too. But wait, I have a ham here in my arm and a knife in my pocket. At least I can give you a bit of food to stay your hunger.
You are kind. You are more than kind.
Here we are now. My knife. Now I'll slice off a piece. Ah, there you are, old fellow. And may your luck change for the better.
And yours too, young man. May heaven reward you for this and grant that someday I can return your kindness.
If only heaven or someone would show me the way to Dead Man's Hall, I would count it enough.
Dead Man's Hall? Did you say Dead Man's Hall?
I did indeed. Don't tell me you know of it, old fellow.
Must be a fate watching over us. I can tell you exactly how to reach Dead Man's Hall. What is more, I can tell you how to obtain its greatest treasure.
What? There is a treasure?
There is indeed. And with that ham you have there, you should obtain it easily. When you get inside the hall, all the folk who are gathered there will want to buy your ham. But you must not sell it unless you can get the handmill which stands behind the door.
The handmill?
Aye, that is the treasure. It is a magic handmill. A mill which will grind out whatever you want, if you know how to work it, which I do.
Great heavens.
Come now, I will start you on your way to Dead Man's Hall. And when you come out again, I will teach you how to work the mill. Are you ready?
Ready indeed, old fellow. Let's go. Faith, what a gloomy, forbidding place. Did my brother hope I would meet my end here? But walk right in, the old man said. So, here goes.
Hello. Hello, Dead Man's Hall. I say we have a visitor.
Good evening, friends.
Well. Courage, young fellow. Not many people venture into Dead Man's Hall of their own free. I say, do I smell meat? Is there meat in that package you carry, young fellow?
Yes, there is, sir. A fine ham.
Well, you've not made such a mistake after all. We have little meat here, and we crave it very much. What will you take for that ham, young fellow?
Well, by rights, I shouldn't take anything for it. My wife and I should have it for our dinner.
Never mind that. We'll give you any sort of treasure you want. How about rubies?
Rubies? Oh, no, I'm not interested in rubies.
Emeralds, then. We'll take you into the treasure room and let you choose what you will.
No, I'm sorry. There's only one thing I'd consider selling the ham for, and that's the little handmill over behind the door.
The handmill?
Yes. If you'll give it to me, I'll leave the ham with you.
But that's impossible. The handmill belongs here. Come now, think of the jewels we offered.
Sorry, I guess I may as well be going.
No, wait. You can't just go off with that wonderful ham. Wait.
No, I'm sorry.
You win. Take the handmill and give us the ham.
The mill?
Yes, I have it, old gentleman.
Now listen carefully. When you get home, set the mill on a table, tell it what you want, and then say, "Turn, little mill, grind out my command. Stop when I say, Tabego Tabagand."
And you mean to say...
It will grind out anything you wish. Yes, that's its power.
But how will I ever be able to thank you?
No need for thanks. You see, I'm not really the poor man you think. You shared your food with me when you had very little. Now enjoy the rewards of unselfishness. Just one thing. Don't forget the rhyme which starts and stops the mill.
I won't, sir. Turn, little mill, grind out my command. Stop when I say, Tabago Tabergan.
That's right. Good night now.
Good night. Well, time I got home and put this mill to the test.
Halvor, you're home at last.
Aye, little wife. And wait till you see what I have. Hakon gave me a ham and sent me to Dead Man's Hall in payment for it.
Dead Man's Hall?
Ah, yes, it was quite an adventure. I'll tell you all about it later. Right now, I can't wait to try out this mill.
For heaven's sake, where did you get that, Halvor?
I got it in exchange for the ham at Dead Man's Hall.
In exchange for the... Husband, you traded a fine ham for that perfectly ordinary mill?
Ah. But it's not perfectly ordinary. At least so I'm promised. Make a wish now, Hedda. What would you like to have most in the world right this minute?
The ham you traded for that mill.
Very well. Turn, little mill. Grind out my command.
Good saints defend us! Halvor, is it really a ham?
It's two hams. It's three. It works. Glory be. It's four.
Halvor, it's magic. There's another. Oh, there's no room for any more. Stop it, Halvor. Stop it.
Stop when I say Tabago Tabergan. Well, a good trade, little wife.
Oh, Halvor, I never in my life. Wait, now let's wish for...
Beautiful new clothes for us both. New furniture for the house. Hold your breath now, Hedda. Turn, little mill. Grind out my command.
Oh, Halvor, look. How beautiful. How lovely. New shoes with silver buckles.
New shoes for me. Now, how about that furniture, little mill?
Halvor, it's beyond belief. Chairs, a new table, new carpet, lamps.
Hey, wait.
any more and we'll be crowded out. Stop when I say Tobago Tabergand. Oh, now, let's have gold. Yes, turn, little mill. Grind out my command.
Look, like a golden river.
Lots of it. Bushels of it.
Stop the mill, Elder.
Stop when I say Tobago Tabergand. All right.
Aha! I thought so. You didn't go to Dead Man's Hall.
Why, Hakon.
Hakon, this is a surprise, brother-in-law.
Your husband made me a promise.
Good heavens! Good saints above! That gold! Where did it come from?
Well, in a manner of speaking, it came from Dead Man's Hall. I did go there. And many thanks for sending me, brother.
You got all this gold there? That new furniture, those clothes, that meat? Where did you get these things? You couldn't have carried them all from Dead Man's Hall.
No, I didn't. I merely brought back that little handmill.
Oh, Halvor, don't tell him.
Hedda, my dear, he'll have to know sooner or later. It's a magic handmill, Hakon, which will grind out our every wish.
Is it true? I've got to have that mill.
Sell it to me, Halvor. What do you want for it? Simply name a price.
No, Halvor, no.
Wait, Hedda, wait. Let me see, Hakon. 5,000 pieces of gold is the price, I guess.
5,000? Why, that's it.
All right, I'll take it.
Oh, not right now, dear brother. You may come and collect it on Sunday when the chimes ring out for the first service.
All right. It's a bargain. I'll be here Sunday when the chimes ring. See, you have the mill ready for me.
I will, brother.
Oh, Halvor, why did you sell the mill and to him?
By next Sunday, Hedda, we can get everything on earth we'll ever want out of it. And besides, I've sort of an idea in my head. Matter of fact, I can hardly wait till Hakon gets the mill. There's fun ahead. Just wait and see.
I have it. Ilsa, I have the mill.
Oh, thank heavens. Are you sure you know how to work it?
Of course.
Well, then, go ahead. Wish for something.
All right. First off, some good food. Some really good herrings and broth for a change. Turn, little mill. Grind out my command. Herrings and broth.
Oh, he's doing it. Look. Look at the herrings. Oh, how wonderful. A whole platter of them. Oh, Hakon.
Now the broth. Where's the broth? What a fragrance.
Oh.
There's herring broth as is. Hey, wait a minute. The bowl's filled. That's enough. Enough. Enough!
Stop it, Hakon. It's running over the floor. Make it stop, I say.
That's enough, handmill. Ilsa, get the mop. Oh. Get the bucket. What? Get the tub. Hey!
Catch the table. It's floating away. Are there some special words that will make it stop?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I was in such a hurry. Stop! Stop!
The broth's up to the windowsill! Oh. We've got to find Halvor and get him to stop it. Come on!
Yes. My brother, before we're drowned. Look, it's up to our waists!
Hurry! It's pouring out the windows! Out over the garden!
Run faster, Ilsa, or we'll have to swim in herring broth.
I can't swim!
Then run! Run for your life! Let us in! Let us in!
Open the door quickly!
Wait, Hakon and Ilsa, what's the matter?
Matter enough! Stop that fool mill!
Why, what's happened, Hakon?
I wished for herring and broth. The mill started grinding it, and it won't stop.
Well, what do you know?
The broth is running in a stream down the hill right now.
Yes.
There's herring and broth all over the place.
Oh, and there's a herring sticking out of your pocket.
Oh, stop the mill. Stop it.
All right. But I want the mill back if I do.
What? You're crazy.
All right, then. Let your land and your livestock swim in herring broth.
No, no! Give him the mill, Hakon. We can't let it go on.
All right. Only do stop it, dear brother, and come take the thing away, please.
And so Halvor got the mill back again. And it was not long before he had a splendid house and lands and everything he and his wife could desire. The house stood by the seashore and shone and glittered far out to sea. And everyone who sailed by was bound to stop and see Halvor's wonderful mill. Finally, one day, a certain ship captain moored his vessel and came ashore.
The mill, Sir Halvor, that's what I want to see. First moment I heard of it, I vowed I'd sail here the instant I unloaded my cargo.
Why, of course, Captain Olaf. We keep the mill on the golden table in the great hall, if you just step this way.
Aye, aye. Can you step a little lively, sir?
Why, yes, if you're in a special hurry, Captain.
Never like to drag anchor. Man of action, that's me.
Well, here we are. There's the mill.
That plain thing?
Yes, it's plain to look on, but its works are wondrous.
Just one thing. Can it grind salt?
Salt? Why, yes, of course, it can grind anything.
Salt's all I'm interested in right now. Salt's the miserable stuff I sail back and forth across the world fetching and carrying. What'll you take for the mill?
What'll I take? I'm sorry, Captain. My wife and I wouldn't dream of selling it. For years now, we've had it grinding all sorts of things for the poor and needy. We keep it not for profit, but to do good.
All right, then. Think of my situation. Year after year under stormy and perilous seas, always facing shipwreck, sickness, hostile natives. What for? So folks will have salt.
Well, I admit, you do face a lot of danger, just to get us all a little seasoning for our food.
My point exactly. So, what's your price?
No, I'm sorry. But tell you what, Captain, perhaps I could let you rent it.
Rent it? That's the course. I'll take it round to my home port, grind salt enough for a century, and then bring it back to you. 5,000 fare. Here you are.
Well, I say, you do move quickly, don't you, Captain? I say now, just a minute. Just a minute before you hurry off with the mill. Captain Olaf.
Price is fair, isn't it? I'll be back with the mill in a week. You can count on it.
It's not that. Wait a minute, Captain. You don't know how to work it. You've got to say, turn, little mill. Grind out my command.
Yes, of course. Goodbye, and thanks.
Stop when I say Tobago Tabergan. Did he hear the last part of the rhyme, or didn't he?
First mate reporting, sir.
Yes, about time. Orders all carried out. We're set on the course for Oslo.
Aye, sir. But begging your pardon, sir, why are we returning to the city? I thought we were journeying around the Horn for another cargo of salt.
Ha, ha, ha! I've a surprise for you, my boy. We're going to get our salt on the way to Oslo. Open the hatch there.
Get the salt on the way?
Open the hatch to the hold, I said.
Aye, sir.
All right. I'll set this handmill right here, and in no time we'll have our ship full of salt. Turn, little mill. Grind out my command. Salt. Plenty of it.
Blast me! Salt pouring forth. It's a miracle!
Leave it to Captain Olaf. Said I'd never journey round the world for salt again, didn't I? Look at the stuff pile up.
Why, the hold's half full already.
Smart man. That's me. A year's voyaging in 1 hour.
Begging your pardon, sir, but isn't that enough? The salt's covering the deck.
I can see that, you fool. Stop, Bill. Stop grinding the salt. Stop! Ahoy! Stop! What's the matter with that blasted thing?
Captain, sir, the boat's beginning to list to one side.
Stop! Wait a minute. Didn't that fella sing out some special words to say just as I was leaving? What were they?
Oh, what were they, Captain? Think!
Stop when I say...
We're listing badly, Captain. I'm afraid we're sinking.
Sinking? Oh, what were those words? Why was I in such a hurry? Stop when I say...
Beg pardon, sir, but the lifeboats, Captain, before they fill with salt, hadn't they better...
Yes, yes, give the order. Man the lifeboats.
Man the lifeboats!
Stop when I say... Oh, what was it?
Captain, the ship's going down! We've got to go over the side at once, or we're dead men! Come, Captain, please, please, what are you after?
That infernal machine.
Never mind it now. Come on, Captain. Jump.
Yes, yes. Just a minute. The machine's going first. To the bottom of the sea with your dad blame miracle. Go on. Grind your head off. Grind forever at the bottom of the sea. All right, mate. You jump first, and I'll follow right behind. Salt machine. Ah!
Yes, to the bottom of the sea went the magic mill. And if it's not stopped, it's grinding still. And that's why the sea is salt today. Leastways, that's what some folks say.